Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to our continuing high school football coverage here on KJAN. I'm Jim Field, joined by the rest of the gang, Chris Parks, Matt Mullenix, and Doug Leonard, as we bring you week three of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates. We'll get started right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Welcome back to week three of the high school football season. Who's going to win continues here this week, and we've got us a horse race here on our program. Matt currently in the lead at 12-4 overall, and the rest of us are all just a game back at 11-5. Last week, Matt, Chris, and I were all 6-2. Doug went 5-3 last week, so that's how we got to this point here in our season. So some pretty good stuff there. We had Cam and Nishnabotten on the list last week. Cam won that 78-48, their first win of the year, and Doug went out on a limb with Nishnabotten. That one broke. Trainer beat Red Oak 23-20. That was a winner for both Chris and for me. Tri-Center beat Underwood 42-28 last week, and that was a winner for everyone but Chris. He went out on a limb, and yours broke too.
Yep.
Sorry.
Snap.
Snap. Riverside and Shenandoah. It was Shenandoah winning at home. The Fighting Sweeneys, a 24-7 winner. And that was a winner for Doug. He went out on the limb last week. So congratulations.
Hey, some limbs break. Some support my heavy weight.
We all had AHST beating Audubon, and we got that one right. St. Albert beat Lewis Central 35-28, and we all picked St. Albert. We all won with Harlan last week. They beat Abraham Lincoln 41-13, and Matt and Chris won with Carroll. They beat Atlantic 47-0. So that's how we got to this point in our season so far after last week's action. Let's dive right in. Got some eight-man games up here this week to take a look at. We're going to start with Cam on the road at Fremont Mills here tonight. Matt, you're leading. Lead dog gets first go.
All right. Well, this should be an interesting game down at Fremont Mills here. Fremont Mills coming in 1-1, and I think they feel that their first game of the year they lost to West Harrison, that with the 7 turnovers that they had in that game, that the score was not indicative of what their team is made of. With that said, you know, they've still been struggling with some offensive output. On the other side of the ball, Cam, even though they're 1-2, has been able to move the ball and had showed some real good signs offensively. So I think this is going to be a good ball game. Are both these in the same district?
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, it'll be a good district game here, you know, down the road, setting up some seating in there. I'm going to go with Cam on the road. I think they can, you know, maybe pull a little bit of mild upset, what some consider, based on the past few years with Fremont Mills and their history. So, but I'm going to go with the Cam Cougars.
Okay, that's one for Cam. Doug, what do you like?
You know, if this game was in Anita, I would maybe go for Cam, but I'm going to take the home team in Fremont Mills.
Okay, that's one of each. Yeah, I'm not sure about this one. I kind of like, even though it's on the road, I kind of like the Cougars because I feel like their backs are against the wall after losing those first two games. I know a lot of people were shocked when they saw the score of that River Valley game, but River Valley cracked the top 10 rankings this week in 8-man. So, you know, they're a better ball club than I guess a lot of us kind of gave them credit for early on. I just can't imagine Cam, with the talent that they have, falling to 1-3 on the season here. That's a tough way to start if you have playoff aspirations. I'm going with the Cougars. Chris?
Yeah, kind of like Matt had said, you know, this is kind of difficult to gauge because I think both these teams have lost to some pretty good teams. You know, Fremont Mills, I think West Harrison is a decent team this year. They've got some good running game going on there. And then Cam, of course, losing to Derek Casey that opening game, but they showed some good signs of moving the ball during that game as well. I know Fremont Mills, aside from the turnovers, I think in that opening game, the person they had intended to start at quarterback got hurt in that game, but I think that's getting resolved there. They've got a couple of kids by the names of Phillips that do some of the contributing there at quarterback and running back, and they have a lot of different players that kind of slide into the mix there. So they kind of do it by a little bit more of committee than Cam does. This is a tough one to call, and I think it is one of those great district games early in the year. I think I'm going to kind of lean towards what Doug was saying here. The home team has a little bit of an edge here. Tabor, that mighty town down there, is a tough place to run into, so I'm going to go with FMs.
All right, very good.
Run into or find?
Yeah, you blank, you don't run into it. Yeah.
Fremont Mills 2, Cam 2. That's how we start. Let's go on. We got another eight-man game. Look at that. West Harrison is on our list. Go figure that. West Harrison is 3-0. Matt, you grew up a little closer to West Harrison than the rest of us. How surprising is that?
Extremely surprising.
The pride of Harrison County.
No, they're not. You know, yeah, this is very tough. I know it's Doug's turn, but
yeah.
I'll just put this out there. They beat Woodbine 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago. First time in 37 years.
Says the Woodbine All-Star Hall of Famer.
That just doesn't happen.
Famous you know, that,
boys, you just turn your gear in right now.
Wow. Tough. We better get off of that one. Doug, what do you like? Who do you like in this game?
Well,
they're playing at Exira EHK,
yes,
by the way. I guess I should
that.
Set the game up here.
Yeah. You know, and I noticed looking at the stats from their previous three wins that they were all at home. Three home games. Is that in Mondamin? Is that where they play?
Yes.
Yes. And so they had three games in a row at home. So they're going to be taking on their first road opponent, and they've got a tough one. You know, Exira EHK has been very good the last several years. I think they do have some injury concerns with some of their star players. But, you know, being at home, I'm going to take EHK Exira.
I'm not even going to tell you much about it. I'm taking Exira EHK. I just don't see them losing this one, certainly not at home. Chris, what do you like?
Yeah, I think, like I mentioned before, West Harrison, kind of a different year for them, obviously. They've got some things going on the ground. They've got two kids that have combined for 17 rushing touchdowns between each other so far already on the young season. So that's definitely the way that they'll like to go. Exira EHK, though, they do have a lot of that young talent that came back from that team last year. You know, regardless if there is an injury here or there, I think they've got enough guys that are going to step up and fill those roles. It's just too tough for a team like West Harrison that's not used to, you know, competing against the top teams and going and winning one on the road like this. So I'll take the Spartans here.
Okay, that's three for Exira EHK, so Matt's out on a limb.
I haven't made a prediction yet, have I?
Well, I was just assuming. I mean, they beat Woodbine. They're obviously world beaters.
It's Harrison County.
Did Exira EHK. You know, they've got that common opponent. West Harrison beat them actually worse than Exira did. Exira EHK had a few things go their way last week that you know, helped them out in their victory. You know, somebody that saw it, you know, at this point did not feel that Exira HK is the number one team in the state. And I'm sure Coach Peterson will tell you the same thing. They've got some issues to get worked out and get going. They've been missing a few players. I'm not sure if they're back this week or not. But I will absolutely not vote for West Harrison. So I'm going to go with Exira HK.
Okay. So it's West Harrison and Logan Magnolia that he doesn't care for much. Now that we know that, we've set the boundaries. All right, that's straight across the board. Everybody likes Exira EHK over West Harrison, including Matt, by the way, in case you missed that. We'll take a timeout. We'll have more for you here on Who's Going to Win right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Back here on our weekly Pick'em show, next up, another eight-man game here to finish off the eight-man portion of our schedule. It's Lamoni. How'd they get on this schedule? Lamoni, because they're playing at Adair Casey, and both teams are 3-0 on the young season. How do you like that right out of the gate? I get first crack at this one, and I'm just going to say Adair Casey. Lamoni's had a nice start to the season. I think Adair Casey is pretty well loaded, especially on the ground. And I think they have the chance, for the most part, to power through most of their opponents here on the season. I like Adair Casey at home. Chris?
Yeah, Adair Casey are a really tough team. Lamoni so far hasn't, you know, been super tested by the competition that they played. They kind of do it more by a committee type of thing as well. But Adair Casey, they do it, and then you recognize the names too. So it's kind of the star by committee thing for the Bombers. So I'll take them at home.
Star by committee. That's a tough place to be. Matt, what do you like?
I believe Adair Casey is off to a good start again this year. A lot of weapons in the backfield, good offensive line, so I'm going to go with them. And good defense, too. They're playing good defense.
Okay. Well, that's three. Doug, what do you like?
Well, it's a boring show. I'm going to take Adair Casey as well. As Chris referenced, you know, the Lamoni tends to spread the ball around. They do have some different backs that can carry it, and Adair Casey, of course, is featuring the Plowman kid. So I'm going to take the Bombers.
All right, we'd accused you of bumping your head if you'd have gone the other direction.
I did, as a matter of fact, as you can see.
Adair Casey across the board over Lamoni. Everybody likes that one. Also, let's move on here. Game number four on our list is we're heading into 11-man football now. It's Underwood at Griswold. These kids all know each other. They play each other in every sport in the Western Iowa Conference, and they're 1-1 on the season, kind of a little up, a little down. Some intriguing ball clubs, though, here early in the season to look at. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, this is an interesting game. Underwood was competing pretty well in that game last week against Tri-Center for a while until it kind of got out of hand for them late. They lost 42-28, so kind of getting away from a little bit. I was kind of a little bit surprised by that. Griswold got a nice victory against Nottoway Valley. And them being at home, and they do have some players back. Kenneth Clary is kind of a guy they've relied on to run the ball a lot for them, and he's been doing a pretty good job for him so far this season. He's already close to 350 yards, and he's got four touchdowns. So I think he'll kind of be the key to lead him at home. I think this will be a tough, tight game, but I'm going to go with Griswold.
Okay, that's one for the Tigers. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, I think Griswold, they've even in their game against St. Albert a couple weeks ago, they still able to move the ball. St. Albert's just a tough team there to go up against. They know that, so you just kind of got to work through that. Bounce back last week, put up some good numbers. So I'm going to go with Griswold.
All right, that's two for Griswold. Doug, what do you like?
Three for Griswold. Underwood has shown they have a couple backs that can rush the ball well. They've got two guys that have gotten over 100 yards rushing, and we certainly know what Griswold can do on the ground. So it's going to definitely be a battle in the trenches and who can push who off the ball and get those yards on the ground. I'm going to take the Griswold Tigers.
All right. And I'm going to stay with Griswold as well. I'm going to make this real boring and keep going this direction too. They pound the ball. They keep running. They kind of wear you down after a while. And I'm not sure Underwood has enough size or athletes to stay up with that kind of a thing for an entire ball game. So I'm going to keep it across the board here too with Griswold. Let's go to game five. It's AHST at Westwood. AHST new into the rankings this week. Welcome back to where they were used to being for a long time. See if they can keep it up against a decent Westwood club. Matt, what do you like?
Well, yeah, a couple weeks ago, I think they were a team that we kind of had some question marks about and what direction they could go from that first game. Westwood here has put up quite a few points in their first couple of games, 42 and 46 points. But yet they haven't, you know, statistically, the offense doesn't appear to be there like HST has. It's a road game for HST. It'll be a good test here for their young coach to see how they responds and reacts to the team being ranked and being a leader for those guys. players. But with that, I'm still going to go with HST. I think they're just one of those teams that are going to continue to get better each and every week.
Well, that's kind of been their history here of late. Doug, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting. Both teams feature quarterbacks who like to not only throw the ball, but they probably throw the ball to set up the run, because they definitely have put up yards on the ground as well from the quarterback spot. You know, I don't know for sure, but I'm just from the sense of not making it a boring show, I'm going to take Westwood.
Okay.
At home.
You don't think AHST can handle the Casino Road?
I don't know anything about casinos, but I just don't want to pick the same as Matt.
Well, you got to go by Council Bluffs, you got to go by Ottawa, and you get to Sloan, I mean, you know, you got all these. I mean, it's Casino Road.
Mm-hmm.
Just avoid the distractions is what you have to do along Casino Road. I like AHST. I think Davis has got a pretty good little product over there. We watched them last week against Audubon, and I really expected the Wheelers to really push them hard, and they did late in the ball game, but. You know, the first three quarters, they just really struggled to really move the ball effectively at all. I thought AHST did a lot of things well in that ball game. You know, they're not a team that's going to wow you when you take a look at the lineups and stuff. You don't see humongous size and, you know, whatever you think about their athletes and things. But they all play well together. And he does this year after year. They've been doing it for a long time. I like the Vikings. I think they're going to have a pretty good season. And I like them to win here on the road, even though it is a long trip here this week. Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, I was impressed by the way that they started that game last week against Audubon. They came out ready to play right away, got up to a big lead. They kind of had a little bit of a letdown towards the end of the ball game that I know Coach Patti was a little upset with, but that's going to happen in a young part of the season. Nathan Herbst, I think, was a pretty decent quarterback. You know, he's not going to throw the ball a lot, but he's pretty quick when he gets to the outside if they lay some blocks for him, so he's a good running quarterback. I noticed for Westwood, it looks like they really do rely heavy on their quarterback, Hunter East. He's already got 43 rushing attempts here on the season, so that's quite a bit. So I think when you got one guy like that to focus on, and you've got some pretty good guys that can make tackles. Austin Fink was a guy that flew around, made a bunch of tackles last week for AHST. I like them on the road as well. It'll be a tough test, but I think they can get it.
Okay. Well, Doug, your efforts to make the program more exciting might put you in peril.
Well, worst, like I said, first to worst last week, and probably even going to be farther down the totem pole this week.
Well, you never know. You never know. It is a long road trip. It's a long – I mean, you're going to work the kinks out when you get off that long bus ride. All right, 3 out of 4 like AHST. Game 6, East Mills is on the road at Riverside. Doug, you get first crack. What do you like?
Well, you know, Riverside has kind of been up and down so far this year. You know, they were able to beat the Wheelers first game this season, and then they dropped a tough one last week to Shenandoah. East Mills is 2-0, and I think they have some talent on their squad. And, you know, when you look at comparable scores, they were able to defeat Shenandoah 28-7, and that's about the same score that Riverside lost to Shenandoah by. So I'm going to take East Mills on the road.
Okay. I scratch my head when I look at some of the comparable scores and things here early in the season, because in the first place it's early in the season, but also I'm not sure what to think of some of those teams like Shenandoah and some of these different opponents and things too. I'm going to go with East Mills just basically based on the strength of the fact that they're 2-0 and Riverside's 1-1 here on the season, and I know talking to the Audubon coaches, they felt like they left one on the board against Riverside. They ended up 7-7 tie at the end of regulation. They felt like they should have had 21-24 points in regulation. So I'm not sure what to think. I'm going to go with East Mills on the road. Just leave it at that. Chris?
And I think it was a little bit tough to gauge that Riverside-Audubon game at the beginning of the year just because Audubon was so out of sorts without their quarterback at the helm. And they still were kind of working out those kinks last week when he came back. But I guess you look at the comparable scores, and then you look at, you know, kind of a star player for East Mills and Colby Jennings that does a lot of things for them on the ground. I think that type of power game will be able to do some damage against Riverside, so I'll take East Mills here too.
Okay, well, that's 3. Matt, what do you like?
I'm going to go with East Mills as well. You look at the comparable score, like Doug said, and I think that says a lot here in these first couple weeks, so East Mills it is.
Okay, well, that's 4 across the board, East Mills over Riverside here in Game 6. We need to take another short time out, make a couple of bucks here. We'll be right back after you listen to this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Back now on Who's Going to Win, let's take a look at the last two games that we have for you from the high school ranks here on our sheet. It's IKM Manning on the road at Tri-Center here in game number 7. Each team 1-1. I do get first crack at this one, don't I? Well, that's not the game I wanted to have first pick on, to be quite honest. Guess I should have worked this out a little bit better. You know, both these teams, I think, have the ability to score points. IKM Manning hasn't put up near as many points as I kind of imagined they would at this point. I'm not sure about this one, to be honest. Tri-Center's put up points, even in losses, they've put up some decent points. Each team 1-1 coming in. I don't know. I'm confused on this one. I'm going to go with IKM Manning, even though it's on the road, and I'm not even sure why. I guess they have more towns competing than Tri-Center right now, don't they? No? Yeah. Four towns against three. You got Irwin, Kirkman, Manila, and Manning against, what is it, Neola, Pisgah, and
Minden.
And Minden.
Persia,
I'm sorry, not Persia.
Four on four there.
Yeah, not Persia, Pisgah. Or not Pisgah, Persia. Yeah. I got it.
They even go into BB Town.
Yeah. Oh, they do? Mm-hmm. Well, you can't neglect that. I'm still going with IKM Manning. Thanks for trying to talk me out of it, though. Everybody confused? I picked BB Town. Chris, what do you got?
All right. This is a tough one on the sheet here. I think both these teams look at this one as kind of a big game on the schedule for them. IKM Manning has done some good things. Sam Wagner is their leading rusher on the year. It's at 6.6 yards per carry. And then you look at the other side. Ben Wellman for Tri-Center is averaging 6.9, so a couple of guys that can really get it done with their legs. And I did happen to notice, by the way, we always kept track of the Hoke-o-meter before. There's Austin Hoke now for Tri-Center. He's at 7.8 yards per carry right now. Has quite a few less, but he's working on the legacy
Big
there.
Brother Doug is
He's proud. He's smiling on him.
Yeah, he is. Yep.
Yeah. But having said that, though, I'm going to take IKM Manning here. I think their challenge has been a little bit tougher here so far. That nice win against Logan Magnolia, I'll take them here.
Okay, that's two. Matt, what do you like?
Yeah, this is another one of those games that can go either way. The IKM Manning, their one loss was to a 2A school in Old World Arthur. And, that was just by 3 points, I believe. But this isn't the IKM Manning of old. It seems like they have struggled a little bit with putting up some yardage. Tri-Center's been able to do that. With this, I think, I might be the only one out here, but I'm going to go with Tri-Center. I'm going to go with the home team and see if they can pull off a little bit of a mild upset.
Well, if you get what you think is an even matchup and you can get that limb pick on at home, it's not a bad deal. Is he getting a limb pick, Doug?
I think he is going to get a limb pick, as a matter of fact. As we've said, that both teams have lost to pretty quality opponents, I think, and Obig is, I think they're a good squad this year. The Wolves lost to them first game this season. But I'm going to take IKM Manning on the road.
Okay. Well, that's three for IKM Manning. And Matt out on his, is that your first limb this year?
Probably. Yep.
So he's out on a limb here with Tri-Center. All right. Last high school game we have here on the list for you this week is Atlantic on the road at Creston. That's our broadcast game coming up tonight. Chris, how's this one look?
Well, I guess, for Atlantic fans, you're obviously disappointed with how things went last week with that home contest against Carroll, and it's just a tough one to walk away from in the way it played out. I heard from the coaching staff that, they kind of felt like, especially later in the game, the kids started to hang their head a little bit, and You know, you hate to see that, especially with a young team. You need to try to, you know, build that confidence somehow. This is tough because you look at the comparable scores, and obviously you know, it implicates that, you know, Creston is a better squad, and I think they'll have the advantages, especially at home. That's always a tough place to play no matter what. So going to have to go with Creston here.
All right, that's one for the Panthers. Matt, what do you like?
Well, it's always tough to go down to Creston and play. It has been for Atlantic over the past few years, my historians will tell me. So with that, yeah, Atlantic's got a lot of improvement to do, especially offensively. So with that, I'm going to go with the home team, the Creston Panthers.
Okay. Doug, what do you like?
Yeah, I was up at the Trojan Bowl on last Friday night, and it was one of those games where, you know, being a young squad, I think some things happened, some fumbles or mishandling of the ball and some things, and it was, you know, 21-0, 4 minutes into the game. And you know, with a young squad like we've got, I think that's tough to recover from, and I think, you know, it's definitely they're maybe a little bit more swayed by momentum than if it was more a veteran squad. So, you know, I hope Atlantic can get things turned around. And, you know, you saw some talent up there. I mean, there's certainly some kids that can run the ball and play defense. But I don't know if this is going to be the week because, you know, Creston does it both ways. The first game they scored 4 TDs in the air. The second game they scored 4 on the road. Or on the ground, pardon me. So, you know, I think the Panthers are just going to be a little bit too much for Atlantic.
All right. Well, Creston's gotten off to a 2-0 start. There's a lot to be said about momentum, and Atlantic just doesn't have it. Not after that game last week. Plus, injuries now are going to catch up with them a little bit, too. Tough place to go on the road. We've never had a lot of success down there anyway, and I just don't I'd love to see something happen down there, but I don't like picking against Creston at home right now like that. So I'm going to go with the Panthers as well. All right, well, this is our annual tiebreaker. Iowa and Iowa State play football this week. You guys, I'm sure, weren't aware of that.
They have football teams there in Ames, well, in Iowa City? I didn't know that.
I think they're club teams now, but mm-hmm. they still have mm-hmm. football. People still show up on Saturdays to watch, for now. We'll see. Let's not make too much fun of them. They're making a lot of money out of this, right? Iowa State. Matt? Who do you like to win, and how many points will be scored?
I'm going to go with the Northern Iowa Panthers.
Okay.
And that would be a safe bet.
I'm going to go with Iowa. And what was the points?
Total points.
Total?
Yep.
Between both teams?
That's what total means, yeah.
3.
19.
For real?
That's for
19.
Real.
19, okay. 19. Got it. Hey, that's high from last year's
yeah,
game.
That's over.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
What was it? 15 last
15,
year? 9-6? Yikes. All right. Doug, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to take the Cyclones, of course. And I'm going to say 31.
31 in Iowa State. All right. Well, I'm going with Iowa. I'll go 20.
Ooh,
why not? We'll break the tie there,
jeez,
just in case. Huh?
Well,
Matt took Iowa in 19, unless Chris is going to take Iowa in 21 now, just to trump me.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, what do you like?
No, I'm gonna go with the Cyclones here. You know, unfortunately, yeah, both teams don't have a lot to be impressed with yet so far. Points are going to be tough to come by, but I think the offenses maybe have a little bit of the advantage in this game. So I'm going to go 35.
35. All right. There we go. So we got 2 Iowa and 2 Iowa State. Shocking. It sounds just like last year.
And the year before.
And perhaps the year before that. We'll just have to start picking the UNI Iowa State.
You would have asked me a week ago. I might not have said that.
Who knows?
Still kind of feeling the rough wrath of the Panthers, but it's all right.
Oh, well. Hey, there's plenty of season left. All right. Guys, thanks a lot for coming in. Chris Parks, Matt Mullinex, Doug Leonard. I'm Jim Field. High school football comes your way here in just a little bit. Thanks for joining us here this week on Who's Gonna Win.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements. You can make transfers from one account to another. Look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking. And it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.